Angie Bailey. She's with SIH. We're going to be talking about the Community Health Needs Assessment. I've been telling people when you got in this morning, I'd ask you what the exact title is tonight for the Southern Illinois Miners event with SIH. I think you've already had strikeout stroke. I think tonight is strikeout cancer night.
Yeah, it is cancer survivor night.
All right. So we've been giving away tickets all over the course of the morning here, too. So keep that in mind tonight. I know my significant other will be at the front gate tonight taking tickets. She works at the cancer center. So
nice.
She loves her job, too.
Great.
And I know so many other people that she works with love their jobs as well.
Yes.
This community health needs assessment. I remember the first one that I read, and it left a very strong impression on me. And for a lot of different reasons, because we are so consistently above the state and national averages for so many things. In many ways, that's my takeaway. And when you look at this, because you were a contributor, I think I looked at the credits in there, I think I saw you under, in particular, some cancer items and things where you were sourced.
Yeah.
That it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not hyperbole. It's everything.
Yeah. So this community health needs assessment, we really look at all the data for everything that could be affecting a person and affecting our community. And then we really focus on what are the things we are not doing as well as other communities and the state. And then that's really our goal for the next 3 years, to focus on these issues. And we know in Southern Illinois we have high rates of poverty, lots of students eligible for free and reduced lunch, just low income, lower graduation rates, just different things. So those all play into the health issues
of how we get here, which of course is the next word is education. After that, you want to play a game?
Oh, sure.
It's not much of a game. Okay. It's an exchange.
Okay.
The thing in here, and it can be personal too, by the way, the thing in here that jumps out at you whenever you're done and you try to stand 10 yards back and look at this report and have some perspective, the thing that you go, yeah, this is the one I want to fix. Do you have one?
I do. I think it's prevention. Just early education, prevention, and educating individuals on the importance of health behaviors. We had our press conference May 1st, and one of the cardiologists that spoke, his comments really have stuck with me, is that people need to be working on their health all the time. And when they turn that like magical age of 65, a lot of these health issues start happening. But really, if they'd been working on keeping healthy and staying healthy through prevention, healthy eating, nutrition, not smoking, getting their preventative screenings earlier and in their 40s, those things, we wouldn't have the problems that the adults are having in their 60s.
And you know what? I find this interesting now that you, because you and I have the same subjects, but a different point of view, because we're talking about behavior. And the thing that jumps out at me that I really would say, if I have a magic wand, what do I want to fix? It's suicides.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the report in the United States per 100,000 people in the United States, 12.5 people die per 100,000 from suicide.
Mm-hmm.
In the state, lower, 9.7, but not in Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
The state average is 9.7 deaths per 100,000. In our region, 7 counties, 16.4, almost double.
Yeah, and that's so sad and scary, because we want to make sure people know there are some resources and to have friends and family intervene earlier. So in the plan, there are lots of different strategies for people to learn the skills and learn what to look for if you, because people usually show some kind of a sign, maybe that.
And then others don't, too.
And
yeah.
Others don't. So it's just a variety.
You know what's interesting? I used to think I knew about this. I thought I knew about suicide. And every time I turn another page, I learn more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that they want to die. It's just they want the pain to end. There's so many different points of view on suicide and why people do it.
Yeah.
But you and I both know one of the things that's driven up the number here are young people. And when I say young people, I'm talking about very young people. Mm-hmm. We're talking about grade school kids who commit suicide. This is not just I'm 65, it's not just I'm depressed. There's a lot of other issues that fall in here.
Yeah.
You know, and whenever I asked you if you were going to pick something out you didn't pick out what I was going to expect. I really thought you'd talk about cancer.
Yeah.
Because when you look at these numbers and you start breaking them out into locals.
Mm-hmm. But cancer.
Wow.
But many times people don't realize the things they can do to prevent cancer early on. So more and more research is coming out about obesity and overweight and how it impacts cancer. Again, prevention, smoking cessation, nutrition, how it plays a big role. So still, again, that those prevention factors can really have a role in the cancer rates as well.
All right, and here's one that counts. And now, you've got to tell this story in its entirety, but, of course, we don't have the time. But there is new imaging, and Angie just touched on this, the ability to be able to see something before it becomes a real problem. And getting breast exams certain age, or if you're genetically predisposed, or you have, you know, and now we have the gene studies where we can do this. But the incidences of breast cancer in Franklin, Johnson, Perry, and Union County. And Union is number one high on this list. Per 100,000, 141.9. Let's just call it 142. And when you talk about the average in other locations, that is so much higher than even Saline County at 99.9. 140, we're calling it 142 for Union County, 134 for Johnson, 130, almost 133 for Perry, and in Franklin, 131. These are the age-adjusted incident rate cancers per 100,000. We have some of the highest in the entire state. And when you look at the incidences of other types of cancer, Franklin County lung at 113 and Union at 103, you start to see parallels. And parallels, to me, in my mind, are healthcare access. The farther you get away from a good hospital, or in the case of Johnson County and some of these others, really no hospitals in a in a close distance, you start to see that there's a, you have the, my legs broke, I'm going to the hospital, and then you have, I might be sick, we'll see if it gets worse, I'll go next year. And that's what kills them. Or kills us.
And the healthcare, the access, so maybe for breast cancer, not getting the mammograms or not going to your primary care provider to get your annual breast exam or not doing your annual self breast exams, all of these things, and people being scared, just scared to go to their primary care provider, just sometimes fear of, I was at a presentation last week in Springfield, and a physician was telling a story of her mother who, she's a physician, and her mother had breast cancer and was not telling, and it took, and she knew, but she was just scared. So I think getting over some of that fear as well.
And I know many, many people have looked at me straight in the eye and said, if I don't go to the if I don't go to the doctor, I don't have cancer. I'm just sick. But if I go, then I'll know, and I don't want to. I've actually had people say that, and I also understand it too. Yeah. I kind of halfway expected you to say that, you know, breast cancer, and I can't help but wonder if there's a correlation between high incidences of breast cancer and high incidences of obesity in Southern Illinois, because I think there is a connection there.
So with many of the different types of cancer, obesity, overweight, lack of proper nutrition, physical activity, all those things can play a role. So, yes, that plays into it, too.
And that obesity is also, it's amazing. If I could do a Venn diagram, I'm not sure how many circles there would be here. Because you've got the other issue, and that is that is heart disease. Once again, a component of obesity as well. And when we look at this, 67% obese and overweight adults 18 and older, 67%, another 54% high cholesterol. Then we really have this, you know, high blood pressure coming in third, we'll call it, for lack of a better word. And then diabetes, which is another subset for the complications from obesity. But I guess number one is the main pump, your heart.
Something we really, really just need to take care of and know those preventative behaviors. And then having people be screened. And then once you're screened, talking to a primary care provider. So one thing we're really trying to do, and we have written into the strategies and the plan, is to do outreach in communities of low-income individuals. So going to the food pantries, going to things called mobile markets, where people are not always going to a primary care provider and getting these numbers done. And it could be because you have a copay. It could be you don't have transportation. And trying to take those services where the people are that need them most.
Right. 24% of deaths in the 7-county area, we're going to go ahead and round it off, 1 in 4 are due to heart disease, which can be smoking, which can be obesity, which can be, right? But those are your two biggies.
Yeah. High cholesterol, blood pressure, all kinds of things contributing to it. So, again, those behaviors, the health behaviors really play into that. And as I said, we're trying to do more things around screenings, but also people that have the chronic conditions or maybe learn that they have high cholesterol or diabetes, educating them on what they can do to help manage their condition or even better reduce or improve their condition. So we have free classes and things in the community too, and we'll be continuing those over the 3 years.
Angie has touched on this several times, if you've noticed while we've been speaking today. Education. Is that the answer to all these things? Because, see, that's a simple word with a huge ramification and a huge task that's behind it, and the interconnectedness of it as well. So you can, in essence, kill two birds with one stone. If you go after obesity, you're going after higher incidences of breast cancer and 1 in 4 who die from a heart-related disease. There are some kind of root causes that you can go at and get multiple payoffs, I suppose. But that is not an easy task. I mean, who you can walk up to and go, you're fat, go to a teacher. You need to learn how to eat. Here's a salad.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No. So a lot of it is just improving access. We know in some of our counties in Southern Illinois, people don't have access even to a grocery store. They don't have the transportation to the grocery store. They can't get fruits and vegetables. Maybe their only place to shop is a local convenience store or the gas station, and they're not having the types of healthier choices and the expense. So we have different things we're doing with farmers markets and other entities in order to improve access, because a lot of this goes back to what are considered the social determinants of health. So poverty, education, transportation, because all of those things kind of tie into all these different health issues as well.
Do you baseline this, a lot of this, on poverty? The financial situation of Southern Illinois?
So quite a bit of the information.
Because we're talking about the 7 counties over to this side. You start adding the counties on in southwestern Illinois, and you get a whole new thing. I mean, right? Higher numbers still.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some rationale there.
Even more southern. So we actually work throughout. This community health needs assessment is based on 7 counties, but we really work throughout the lower 15 counties through the Healthy Southern Illinois Delta Network, which is a coalition of health departments and SIU and SIH and lots of community organizations and individuals working together to address these issues in all the counties. So we know these are issues. We know we have access issues, poverty, but we're just trying to chip away slowly at these things. If we can improve the health of some or get some into the doctor when they need to, or educate a parent on signs of suicide. We had a story recently where someone had gone to our mental health first aid and noticed some changes in their child.
Right.
So whatever we can do to address these issues over time.
Angie Bailey, she's with SIH, the Health Needs Assessment. This is done every 3 years? You alluded to that earlier?
Yes, this is done every 3, and then our local health departments in the counties do them every 5.
All right. Did you see any improvement from this year's assessment, which is for 2018, and the one done for 2015 or 14?
So in some areas we did see improvement, but a lot of this data is data that is only available every 5 or 10 years.
Right.
So it's hard to measure.
Is there an area where you can say, hey, look, it worked?
I think individually by person we can see that in some areas or, you know, that we've improved. But the big data is still really hard to see. One area that it looks like we've improved but we've seen changes in is tobacco use. What we're seeing is people are shifting from tobacco use to e-cigarettes, and we know there's lots of health issues and conditions associated with that,
right?
And there's not good research. So that one, that when you look at the data, it looks like our smoking rates are going down, but then when you compare our e-cigarette use is going up.
And, then you've got the opioid dose component, which is increased.
Yeah. And so opioids, that we've seen reductions in prescribing of opioids. We've seen improvements in that area. That's another spot in the data. But then in other areas, as you've said, we are seeing some increases. So
final takeaway from the health assessment report?
There are issues that we need to address. We're working together as a community and a team, coalitions, to address these issues. If anyone wants to get involved, they can contact us to be a part of that. And we are excited to continue on this journey of improving health of Southern Illinois.
I think we should get a grant.
Yeah.
Every house in the bathroom has a full-length mirror. It's one of the things that motivates me going, man, come on, are you happy with this? Mm-hmm. No, you're not. Do something about it. That's really.
Yeah. And sometimes that's so overwhelming for people. Like, what are the simple steps that I could do? Could I just drink more water? Would that help? Or, you know, sometimes that's.
No magic bullets for this stuff, though. That's part of the thing. And we really like magic bullets. Mm-hmm. We really like them.
Yeah.
And we don't have one. We don't have. Here's a pill. You stop smoking. Here's a pill. You lose weight. Here's a pill. You don't have osteoporosis anymore. Mm-hmm. Here's a pill. You don't want to kill yourself anymore. Here's a pill. Yeah. You know, and there's just not.
You don't have that. Right. Takes work and being conscious.
Right. So. And this, the suicides, the opioids, I mean, and probably obesity too when you look at addiction, because we're unhappy. Mm-hmm. So how about a box of Twinkies? Mm-hmm. If I said I didn't do that, it'd be a liar. Mm-hmm. I had a bad day. I'm like, hey, you know, hey, that cake looks pretty good. I mean, I'm one of the few people that actually go into a restaurant and say, I'd like a pie. Mm-hmm. You mean a slice of pie? Nope. I mean, bring me a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, right? I mean, I get that. So everybody does. But, at that moment, you're thinking, I'll make up for it later. Mm-hmm. And then that day never comes.
Yeah.
Angie Bailey, and then the day does come and it's too late, which is the other thing. I said I'm haunted by a friend of mine who passed away in the Heron Hospital. He was an older gentleman and had a massive aneurysm, aorta in his abdomen. He passed away, and everybody there at Heron Hospital did a lot. And I was with him the hours before he passed away, but we didn't know the next day was going to happen. And he says, Tom, you pay for it all on the back end. This is a guy who the only person I've ever seen in my life, who smoke a cigar, a pipe, and a cigarette at the same time.
Oh, goodness.
No easy feat, but he could do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm like, even by my standards, dude, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. Right? And here he is the day before he passed away, and he says, you pay for all that craziness at the rear end, at the back end of your life. Mm-hmm. Stop what you're doing. You don't want the bill to come due. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And I've always been struck by that, and I think he was pretty accurate.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, just what we talked about with all these different health
issues. Well, you said it at 65.
Yeah.
You know, then all of a sudden things start falling off.
Mm-hmm.